Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
What's the number where he gets benched for throwing interceptions and you turn it over to Brian Hoyer? He was not losing his job due to interceptions.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
Now a 1-2 pitch. Check swing, and it is strike three, says the home plate umpire, and a pitch in the dirt, and Barnes picks up the save. Red Sox win it 3-1.
Andy Gresh.
3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya! He's done it! Number 61! He's been chasing history, and now he makes it! He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs!
Rich Keefe.
It's the nature of your job and the business that we're in, so always try to be as prepared as I can, whether I'm taking every rep in practice or I'm taking none. So, you know, it's just a day-by-day process and how we're handling it and go from there.
Gresh and Keefe, right now.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day. Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk from the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day.
On WEEI.
What do we look like? A couple of talk show hosts? What do we look like? A couple of guys like we know what we're doing here?
Day by day.
Day by day. That's really the Ken Laird mantra, day by day, because what gets thrown into his lap day by day? Who in the world knows?
Show by show.
Show by show. Exactly right. Hart and I are at Fenway Park with the Ford Clubhouse Studios here at Fenway at 12:35. Red Sox pregame will come your way as the season is winding to a close. But as we are watching the highlight right here in studio, Aaron Judge hit his 61st ya-ya ding-dong of the year, tying Roger Maris for the American League record. He is the fifth player in baseball history to hit more than 60 bombs in a season. And one of the takeaways is, whomever the guy was in left field, Joey Bag of Donuts, whatever his name is, Pete Lasagna, whatever, that guy couldn't have made a better effort to try to catch that ball for what would have been, I don't know, what do we figure on the low end there, Hart? $250,000, $500,000, something like that. The guy made a terrible effort, and you jumped for that ball. That's a house that you let fall through your grips.
And he knew it if you saw his reaction afterwards. He was distraught for a significant period of time. You're right. Remember the guy, was it Philadelphia where the PAT and the guy jumped into the tunnel?
Chicago.
And fell like 20 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
A Joe average ball.
And landed on his feet and got arrested.
Right.
And it was one of the greatest highlights in football history.
But this isn't just a regular football. This is a historic baseball that at the very least, even if he doesn't want to hold out and sell it and go the, what was that guy, McFarlane? The comic book guy that had all Todd McFarlane.
Who had those for a while.
Even if he just wants to trade it back to Judge and the Yankees for, you know, season tickets and maybe, you know, whatever else. But yeah, that was an unfortunate turn of events for him. He had an opportunity that he lost.
He did. He lost it big time. And you're right, that guy was devastated. However, Aaron Judge, not devastated at all. He hits home run number 61, ties for the American League record. And here is what it sounded like with Pa Sterling on the Yankees radio network.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record. with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
You know what I hate about that? It wasn't high. Like, you just
rolled
into...
What are you, the guy in center field in Major League now? Oh, it's too high.
No, it wasn't. He just rolls right into cliche, high and far. Nope, it was actually low. I heard Michael Kay talking about it, his TV call. He couldn't really get into it because it's one of those that you're not sure it's actually going to make it out of the park because it is kind of low line drive at 117 miles an hour off the bat.
Oh, ELO velocity. Oh,
damn right.
My God, ELO velocity.
You know the other thing that bothered me? Where's his dad? Like, I Googled it. His dad's alive, as far as I can tell.
Or I was just going to say, are you...
No, I Googled, and then like a week ago, there's a story about
you
his dad.
You trust Google?
How come mom gets the hugs, and mom gets the attention in the camera time? Where's dad? Dads always get screwed in this world.
Is there a divorce situation that is going on here that we maybe don't know about? Even so, dad could still show up.
Hope he's not dead. This will be awkward.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I'm almost reticent to react to your reaction, because if we found out... Oh, it was a fiery plane crash. And it's like, oh, my God, it feels terrible. But you're right. And then it was Roger Maris Jr. How about that guy? I mean,
been following him for how many games? What was this, eight games?
I think it's eight games now. Can I just ask this? How does that guy pack?
What do you mean?
They brought him up. He's going to do this tour, right? Yeah. How many days do you know? How many pairs of underwear do you bring with you?
I would go three, and then the hotel laundry. I'm not bringing.
So you're wearing the same three outfits. So they show this poor guy sitting in the stands, and he's got the same button up on that he's got on like 4 days later.
You ever watch Belichick when he does the college offseason pro days?
Well, yeah.
One shirt, maybe a two that he rotates through. That's what I'd do.
There is a lot of redundancy there. And yes, most, I would say, slovenly people like us and Bill would just ride a couple of outfits and there you go. But
or you buy new stuff. Because I'm sure this is all on, whatever, MLB dime or Yankees dime,
you know,
whoever.
What? I wondered that. What is it on? Is it on the baseball dime or is it on the Yankees dime that
either
they're
way,
bringing Roger Maris around, Roger Maris Jr., sorry.
I'd be like, yeah, I only brought three shirts, so I'm going to go shopping and buy a couple more today.
You would think that the Yankees would be like, hey, here you go. Here's a, you know, here's four or five Yankee shirts.
Yeah.
You know, give him some stuff to wear,
Wag.
Right? Yeah, give him a Judge jersey, for God's sake. Something, whatever.
What if this had just kept going, though?
Would he have
followed through the end of the year?
Right, and then shook his hand at the end of the year and been like, hey,
sorry.
Thanks, Pop still is the best.
Nice effort, but you came up short. You know what they say, Ricky Bubby, first loser.
And I know the Roger Maris, you know, I'm sure there's been a lot of money made off his name and things like that, but this guy can just unplug for, you know, if my dad were a great big league hitter or something like that. I wouldn't be able to go to the bosses here would actually be like, hey, let's make money on it. But it would be,
right.
You know what I mean? But people in a normal job, they just can't be, hey, boss, I got to take 2 weeks off. Dad's home run record's about to be broken.
Well, yeah. And when I was thinking about that from the parents' perspective, too, but then I was thinking Aaron Judge is about to sign for somewhere in the range north of $350 million. So you can quit your job and say, Aaron, if I come watch you hit your home run for the next 2 weeks, will you foot my bill till I retire in a couple of years?
So yeah, it's so.
But it's now. So
is it the record or not? I know that
well, it's
the,
not yet the record, but
today.
It won't be for me either way. Obviously, it's going to be the American League record if he gets one more home run. But I'm sorry. I watched Barry Bonds. This isn't Men in Black. No one pushed the little button and erased my brain. I watched Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. So unless you literally tell me you're wiping that from the record books, Barry Bonds is the home run champion. And I agree with Cora. Also probably the best offensive season you'll ever see, because that's the next layer of this. If Judge wins the Triple Crown, is this the greatest offensive season? And what Bonds was doing when they were walking in with the bases loaded and like, treating him like no hitter in the history of the game has ever been.
Never seen anything like it.
And so for me, I don't just erase the Barry Bonds thing. He was out there. He did it. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like me when the Patriots tried to erase Aaron Hernandez, like scrub him from the website, scrub him from the record books. Like,
yeah.
No, I was here. I saw that he played. He was a key part of your team and all that. I'm an adult. I can remember the good stuff and the real stuff. And
well,
then,
that's debatable, but nevertheless.
That's a fair point. But no, Barry Bonds is the home run champion because he hit more home runs than anybody. It is what it is. Get over it.
I'm with you with that. Baseball created this mess. They did it on their own. I know that I almost said Bart Giamatti, but he checked out. Faye Vinson.
Yeah.
Well, I issued a memo. Great. What was the teeth of the memo? No one knew they were going to get punished. That's why people remember seeing Androstene Dione in the locker of Mark McGwire, which, by the way, was a steroid precursor, and I do believe at the time not illegal.
No, it worked. I took it.
Because if we remember when the... Hang on, I'm going to revisit that. Because if we remember in the 70s and the 80s, when all these NFL players were roiding up all over the place, it wasn't illegal to do so. Like the Steelers of the 70s, they were roided out of their ass.
Hey, you hear like stories of bowls of pills in the locker room.
Oh, well, that was the greeny days, because remember.
Oh, but steroids too. Well, I understand, in Pittsburgh, it was pretty brazen.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, Henry Aaron.
You never, people down
Henry,
in PA.
Henry, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. In the words of the great Bobby the Brain, Bobby the Brain Heenan, win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat.
That's right.
Now, you took Andro because of what?
Because it seemed like it worked, and it did. It was a little, it was over the top, though. You were hopped up on something.
So now we
I was told I had mood swings and various things on.
Listen to this. What's the excuse now?
It definitely worked. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Well, now
maybe the mood swings were just me.
Now there's going to be some 66-year-old referee you're going to huck a football at, and he's going to be like, you're on roids, and end up in court.
Now
like
it's all
that guy.
Now I'm hopped up on coffee and Miller Lite, baby.
Now you're hopped up on
that referee is going to be a okay.
Oh my God, I can't. I'm so glad he survived that dangerous weapon hitting him.
Oh my goodness. So Aaron Judge has tied the American League home run record, and again, I don't think there's much of a debate. However, Major League Baseball, you reap what you sow, and they'll continue to ignore the steroid era and act like it didn't happen. And Uncle Bud Selig, whenever he comes out from wherever he's hiding, wasn't on my, try to scrub the blood off his hands, get out of here. And you know what? Ultimately, it could be good for baseball. You can watch us on Twitch. How about that? Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow WEEI on Twitch. You can listen anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app. And Andy Hart, you and I yesterday said we were going to listen to Bill Belichick and then go back and see the visual of Bill Belichick. But for those who missed it yesterday, a small snippet from what is now being panned nationally as either the worst press conference on the planet, making Bill Belichick the worst person on the planet, or it was an all-time top three Bill Belichick moment when this went down yesterday, and you heard it live right here on Gresh and Keith.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? What do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job, so.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day. See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
You mentioned Brian earlier.
So after you saw Bill Belichick in that press conference, does your opinion of yesterday either reshape or change?
No. No, not at all. Like,
he was kind of grinning.
There was almost a coy smirk. And we'll use our word of the week. Where did we start the week? What word did we use for Mac? Dink.
Oh, okay.
I thought Mac was a dink when he said awesome thanks. I didn't think Bill was a dink yesterday. I think he was far more playful. I have seen him be ruder and more unprofessional at least a dozen times over the last 20 years.
Why are people going nuts over this? I've dealt with worse.
This was nothing. This was fun. This was, I'm playing a game. You guys are playing a game. Let's just have a little fun here. We both know what's going on here. Like, that's what I thought it was. There was no...
Bill almost laughed.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and by the way, if we wanted to like delve into details, do you think after 45 years in the NFL or whatever the hell he's at now, he couldn't read an MRI? Because I bet you he could read an MRI. Certainly better than you and I could.
Yeah, probably so.
How many thousands of MRIs have crossed his desk over the years?
A lot,
yeah,
probably.
So he could.
He could.
And then I thought Christian had a great point yesterday when they said, well, what do the doctors tell you, the people on staff, day by day? And Christian said, well, then fire the doctor if he's not giving you a more accurate. Anybody can say day by day. And
that is true, though.
One quick question for you.
Yes.
Intentional or accidental, or does it make a difference that it's day by day, not day to day? Does that matter, T.O. or B.Y.?
Boy, we are really Zapruder-ing the hell out of this.
He makes us, so we embrace it. We do radio. We have fun.
I don't think it matters either way.
I think it does. I think day by day, he's getting better day by day. So's everybody. Like, that's the way how will you live, John? Day by day.
Well, not you. If you were on Andro, and now you're just a normie.
That's true. I'm shrinking. If you say day to day, then any given day, he could be ready to go.
That's
day
right.
by day, he's just incrementally improving. And okay. I think that's an intentional use of by, not to. This is what I do.
This is what it has come to. We're week four of the NFL season. And is it day to day or day by day?
Wait till week eight when you're in a 4-game losing streak or 5-game losing streak.
Oh, well, listen, the world is rooting for Brian Hoyer to go on a heater, so I have to swim naked in the Charles.
Nobody needs to see that.
No, I'm not saying no one needs to see it, but that doesn't mean people wouldn't be rooting for it, for God's sakes.
They're a blur big enough.
You mean to tell me we wouldn't have Zeke set up on some Twitch stream on a bridge?
Oh, yeah.
If I were going to be swimming by like some whale?
I would have to look at it. I wouldn't want to look at it. But
you would, exactly. That's
kind of like
what I'm
that
saying.
Clip I saw. You see the thing on Twitter with the alligator swimming with the dead body in his
Oh, mouth? God, yeah.
I didn't want to see it, but I saw it.
How about yesterday, a friend of mine, or a friend of my wife's that she went to school with, lives in the Fort Myers area, and they got smoked with the hurricane?
Ian, yes.
A shark went swimming by. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's life imitating art. Sharknado.
Oh boy. Check see if the mailman came today and all of a sudden a shark swims by. It's like,
nuts.
Good grief. 617-779-7937. Once you saw Bill Belichick's face yesterday, do you think differently about some of his antics? We will get to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about Bill Belichick and the greatest quarterback mismatches in NFL history. We're going to get into some of those and... Believe it or not, folks, Pat McAfee in his interview with Aaron Rodgers left a question that only Andy Hart can answer. We will get to that as well. We got your perfect lineup. And make the notation, since we are off the air at 12:35 today, Playmaker Make a Play, Michael Irvin will be with us at 11:30.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Week four of the NFL schedule begins tonight, where Miami heads to Cincinnati. Miami had to get to high ground with Hurricane Ian rolling in, although they didn't get it real bad in South Florida.
No, Tampa's actually training in their facility right now.
Apparently they kind of got spared, I guess, a little bit. Doesn't look like they're going to have to move that game to Minnesota, so the thoughts are with all those folks down there. And on – do we have something going on here?
I don't know. You hear that
like,
noise?
I do. It's like we're dogs.
Oh, it's done. We're fine.
All right.
That's what I was wondering, if it was just me hearing it.
No. I heard it too. I didn't know if it was like a fire alarm going off or something like that. Or
sure, it's fine.
Lou Maloney walked in the building and the horn sounded. It's like when the guy comes out of the bullpen for the Mets. Yeah, there's definitely some sort of siren going off, is there not? Like I can.
Or a high-powered shockback.
Yeah, here it is. Lou Maloney, everybody. Lewis. Ladies and gentlemen.
How come I couldn't use Lou's parking spot this morning?
Number 28, Louis Maloney. You know, Lou told me that Bob Shepard was the only guy that pronounced his full name. Whenever he would come to the plate, everywhere else he was Lou Maloney. But with Shepard, it was Louis Maloney.
Interesting.
I don't know. It stuck with him. But anyway, while some sort of sirens or whatever in the world is going off here at Fenway Park, NFL will get back into it tonight. Again, it is the the Dolphins and the Bengals. Bengals are supposed to roll out what might be the dopest uniforms of the year. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And as you could imagine, as Aaron Rodgers is wont to do, I do think he's a guy who he doesn't ignore history. I'd like to think he kind of respects it a little bit. He understands, as much as he's a weirdo, he understands his place in NFL history.
Yeah.
And he also understands the place of Bill Belichick in NFL history. Here's the Packers quarterback on the head coach of the NEP.
Well, he's the best coach of all time. He's a legend, living legend. He's been ahead of the game for a long, long time. He makes incredible in-game adjustments, halftime adjustments, third quarter adjustments, fourth quarter adjustments, whatever it takes. You know that there's going to be an initial idea about what they want to take away from our offense, and then they'll have, you know, two or three, you know, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. We figured that out in 2014. And I've told us before, they wanted to take away Jordy and Randall. We went to Devontae. Then they wanted to take away Devontae and went to Jordy. We take away Jordy for sure and Devontae. We went to Randall. I mean, that's what they do. They're always mixing it up. There's different fronts. He's added an extensive zero blitz scheme to the repertoire, but he's a fantastic coach, and you just never know exactly what you're going to get, but you got to be ready for all of it.
Wow. That is a living legend. He went Larry Zbyszko on him.
Well, he is a living legend.
He is.
I think he took it a little too far. I think this anointing him of the greatest coach ever is a little much, but I also think it's dated. Has Aaron been paying attention the last couple of years? Because I think they're even Bill's best buddy has said this team looks anti-Belichickian, right? Lombardi, anti-Belichickian, and I believe last year's team was the most poorly coached team in the Belichick era.
So history will be erased at the end of this. It's like, Babe Ruth hit a bunch of home runs, but he only hit 20 in the final 3 years.
Oh, he won the Super Bowls. You can't take that away.
Right.
The success, the dynasty is what it is.
When the players and the coaches in the league hype up Belichick, it is very real, at least in the minds of those people.
Well, and I think with guys like Rodgers or, say, Pete Carroll or Mike Tomlin or Ben Roethlisberger, like all these guys, they know how hard it is to get one ring.
That's a good point.
And they're like, how the hell? And they, like, Aaron Rodgers believes he's a good quarterback.
Right.
So I don't think Aaron Rodgers would fall back on, well, he had Brady. Because Aaron Rodgers thinking, well, we got me. I'm supposed to be on that same pedestal. How did he get to six when I'm still looking for number two?
And if you're Matt LaFleur, do you read into everything Aaron Rodgers says everywhere of the, I guess I'm not Bill Eeyore?
Well, I mean, who is?
You know, who is? Oh,
and oh, by
true.
The way, you're establishing your nice little run here. What's he won, like 13 games his first 3 years? He goes into the playoffs.
They've had very
come
good,
up short.
They've had very good regular season success.
Sorry yes, to so. Disappoint you.
You know what Lombardi calls him?
What's that?
La, but he puts a naughty word in there.
Oh.
Rhymes with puck.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Boy, that Lombardi.
I don't really give a shit.
He's a little off the rails of late, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that Mac was going to be out of the league.
Right.
Even Wiggy couldn't go there. Right. That's how bad that take is. Even Wiggy, who finds every reason to push Mac Jones off the bridge, is like, okay, he wasn't going to be out of the league.
As somebody who sometimes gets a little wound up and overly energetic and rolling, and you look back and go, I probably went a little too far with that 15-minute segment or that 20-minute segment.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Lombardi looks back on that and goes, yeah. I got rolling a little bit there and probably said more than I really intended to say.
Yeah, he's
named Mike Lombardi.
He's a champ kind in Anchorman.
Although
I guess maybe I shouldn't say everything off the old skull there, Ron.
I bet his downloads are pretty good this week, though, for the GM
maybe.
Shuffle.
Who knows if you can find it. Whatever.
Grandpa Gresh over here. It's a podcast. You go to your podcast provider and you search it. Just like Six Rings and Football Things with Andy Hart.
Oh, listen Stevens to this now.
On Odyssey.
Here we go. At least there you go.
It's just clicks. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
The Six Rings postgame show coming up after.
Indeed. After feel free to subscribe, rate, love us.
Packers and the Patriots. Rodgers and McAfee had their own little take on Bill Belichick's press conference yesterday. Here was that exchange.
You know, love what he's accomplished and love what he's about. I think he's hilarious in his press conferences and. Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, I f***ing love it. Mac Jones just yesterday was like, injury questions are for Bill Belichick. So then Bill comes up and they're like, what about Mac's injury? And doctors are looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just f***ing buries him. I mean, it is. Being a local reporter up there has got to be either the scariest thing of all time or the most hilarious thing of all time. Maybe at the same damn time.
Oh, Andy Hart, answer that question.
Well, see, I do think it's funny as someone who has had to ask Bill questions for somewhere near 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, obviously, I was younger and you know, he might have been a little meaner at times because, again, we said yesterday he seemed to have a coy smile, was enjoying it. It's funny when you see reporters in that room, some just laugh it off and some it strikes a nerve. Like, why is he going to be a dink today? Like, they're annoyed. And then you seem to have role reversal. Different days, different approaches annoy different reporters. And I've been that guy.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, I don't know. It's no different today. Why are you all worked up today? I don't know, but I'm not happy than yesterday.
When you were on Andro, you were getting mad about it.
Probably.
That. There you go. That's why
the mood swings.
Fred Kirsch had to pull you in. Didn't want an HR violation.
It, to steal his phrase, it is what it is. You know, don't ask a dumbass question, first of all. Think about your words.
Phrasing the question is the I got on people early in the year of the whole. Did you ever tell David Andrews to be a leader?
Right.
Right. And he was like, what are you, idiot?
But I actually thought yesterday, I thought reporters did a fine job. And Bill did a fine job with what he intended to do. Right? They both did their jobs, and you can walk away saying, okay, I tried.
And Bill technically didn't lie.
Nope.
He just didn't disclose.
No. Mac is literally, we know for a fact, getting better day by day.
Day by day.
That's how it works.
That's right. Now, how fast it is, that's what we don't know. That's where we start to parse words. And I know we're going to get into this at noon, but it feels like there's a lot of projecting onto this situation. So now it's apparently gotten to the point to where second opinions are problematic for Bill Belichick, even though it's in the CBA, by the way, and anybody can go find that a player is completely allowed to and a team can't stop them. But again, we'll get to that a little bit later on because where does this quarterback matchup sort of fall into some of the bigger mismatches in NFL history? And Hart, you and I mentioned this yesterday, and I started to think about it last night, and I'm like, if you just think about all of the landslides, right? Just in terms of Tom Brady versus this guy, and you think of Aaron Rodgers versus X team, or Peyton Manning versus X team. And by the way, once Peyton Manning left, you could probably match up Curtis Painter against a lot of really good quarterbacks, and you would find some just epically big mismatches in NFL history. This has got to be one of them, right? I mean, and it's a vested veteran with Brian Hoyer where there's none of the Like, Chase Daniel doesn't have a ton of starts in the NFL. His history is that he's a really good backup and people pay him to be one. But on the whole, we don't really know what that guy can do in any extended play. With Brian Hoyer, you at least have a little bit of a history to be able to say, oh, yeah, this is massive for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you got a history. Let's look at streaks. So on one hand, we have Brian Hoyer.
Okay.
Who's lost 11 consecutive NFL starts.
Woof.
Aaron Rodgers has a streak of his own. It's called two-time consecutive MVP, four-time consecutive. He's got a better streak of MVP awards than Brian Hoyer does winning starts.
That is amazing.
And I would go further. Forget about stats and talent-wise.
Okay.
I think talent-wise, and I, no disrespect as Lombardi throws in at the end every time as he shreds somebody, no disrespect to Brian Hoyer, but talent-wise, this may be the greatest delta in a quarterback matchup in NFL history. Because Aaron Rodgers, I hear people tell me, he's the most talented quarterback of all time. He doesn't measure up to Brady because Brady's the GOAT because of all the winning and the titles and
right,
the postseason.
Right.
But pure physical talent, and we heard Bill just rave about him yesterday, all the throws, does this, doesn't make mistakes.
We heard it, reads, yeah.
Off platform, he can run around, blah, 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 the whole thing. He might be the most talented quarterback in NFL history, or at least top two or three, and Brian Hoyer might be the least talented 10-year veteran to play the position. Sorry, Brian, I'm not trying to be. You're way more talented than I ever was or ever will be.
Of course, it's all relative. However,
but your arm, you're the whole thing. I mean, it is what it is.
You know, when you start to think about Aaron Rodgers against a lot of the backup quarterbacks in the NFL, that's where you start to, like you said, you really start to look at the talent. Because
yeah.
Believe it or not, the guy sitting on the bench who is the backup to Aaron Rodgers was at one point in time a first-round pick.
Right.
And thought to be a potential good player in this league who now has played very little. We know nothing about the guy. All he's doing is sitting there and keeping a seat warm. And start to think about some of those guys around
yeah.
the league. And
look at how about Las Vegas where Jarrett Stidham.
Stiddy against
we lived Mahomes. It, we lived it for years, though, where people told us he spins the ball, quote-unquote, as well as anyone in the NFL, right? Jim Nagy and his Jordan Palmer, his throwing coach.
Oh, yeah.
The yep. RPMs and the pure ability to throw the football. Jarrett Stidham's is up there with anybody.
Ooh, ELO velocity yes. and RPMs. Oh, what a hot start we have.
No one would ever say Brian Hoyer does anything physical at an elite NFL level, at a good NFL level.
Correct.
His strength is probably
his
he's
brain.
Smart, and he you know knows not well. Theoretically, knows what not to do.
And it, you're right.
You're going to put an EKG and measure like brain activity.
But he understands how to be a backup, and
yes.
there is a art form and an element of understanding that position to be a good backup in the NFL.
And Bill likes him.
Yeah, there's that too.
There's certainly that. Like he said, that you know,
no doubt.
If Bill didn't want him around anymore, he wouldn't be around anymore if they didn't think they could do the job. And
so therefore, there must be some level of value, but this isn't the value that you're banking on Sunday of him being out on the field.
And I would also, the opposite of, you know, that guy can make all the throws. I'm not sure Brian Hoyer can make all the throws. I'm not sure how many throws he can make.
I was just going to say, that's the biggest part of offensively that I'm sort of kind of tied up in knots over, is if it's got to be all you throws within 15 to 20 yards on the line of scrimmage, and if you're on the far hash, you ain't throwing to the wide side of the field, you can take away some of the tendencies within an offense pretty quickly. And oh, by the way, most teams normally break down 3 weeks of film. So there's only the three-week breakdown that we have of Matt Patricia as an offensive coordinator already. And for Green Bay, they must be sitting there defensively thinking, oh, boy, this is going to change in a big way. Because I think the first thing they got to scrap is the whole pressing the ball down the field. I know people say you got to keep doing it. But with Hoyer, you're not taking those kind of chances, I don't think.
No. As Charlie Weiss used to say about certain quarterbacks, you could measure his velocity with a sundial. I think Hoyer's got a little bit of that. That ball's in the air a long time. I don't think you want it in the air a long. Hell, I think some of Mac's have held up in the air too long.
Well, there's no doubt. And I think, we just saw one of the interceptions that, you know, that was late and they're trying to get back into it and all that kind of stuff. And the throw, you know, the overthrow late. It's that one over the middle. It looked like he put some zip on that before the linebacker jumped in front of it trying to squeeze it into Devontae Parker. Well, we know what we think of Aaron Rodgers, and it is a pretty big quarterback mismatch coming up on Sunday. But Steve Belichick and Mike Pellegrino were also giving Aaron Rodgers his flowers yesterday.
Play a good quarterback every week, and You know, I've always said that no two players are the same. You know, a great example being when we have Jason and Devin here in our building. They're identical twins. They're from the fantastic institution of Rutgers. You know, even those two guys, they're not the same.
Be excited for the opportunity. You're going against one of the best players in the National Football League, maybe one of the better guys at that position. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity to go out there and compete against a guy like that. You know, if you love football, like, that's what it's about.
Was that Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel right there?
Definitely could pass for both. No question. Although, if I'm a defensive back, I'm not sure this is the matchup I'm looking for. I'd actually like to be a Packers defensive back, and I'm thinking, we might have a chance for 3 or 4 picks this week. I can pad some stats.
Well, there's definitely that. And I do wonder about the Patriots secondary matching up against a very different group of wide receivers, from the extent of there are veteran guys that Aaron Rodgers early on has said, screw these youngs. They're not where I need them to be. Romeo Dobbs is the one that has stepped up the most. But hell, he went out there. Rodgers went out there in week 2 and threw to Sammy Watkins, who's now hurt, and Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, and the tight end has been irrelevant in the Packers offense, it feels like, for years now because of all these receivers on the outside. But Aaron Rodgers is thrown to guys who've been around, or maybe in the case of Sammy Watkins, should be in the old folks' home.
That was McCourty's message. He deemed it more of a mix. The old guys, the reliable old. And then, but you still got to pay attention to the Dobbs
and Watson,
the Christian Watson, who ran that whatever 4.2 something, right. 40. He's big and he's fast. So you can't totally ignore him, because when a guy's on the field and he runs 4.2 and Aaron Rodgers is throwing him the ball, there's a chance for you to get exposed, whether he's done it to this point in the season or in his career or not. So yeah, I don't know that this is the matchup, because everybody's going to focus on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, the story of the week is the quarterback. Your defense has a challenge against the unknown. I think people are dismissing the Packers. Oh, did you see what they did against the Bucs? You ain't the Bucs. The Bucs got a pretty damn good defense right now. It's their offense that's scuffling down in Tampa.
And you know what it is, too, is the Packers are now in the mode that we used to live in around here, which was the first 4 weeks, you're kind of quote-unquote figuring it out. And then Rodgers starts to settle in a little bit more and figure out what the guys can and can't do, and you deal with injuries. And it feels like they're in that 4-week window is almost like their real preseason, and then they're going to start to surge.
And especially with that Hall of Fame quarterback who might be sulking a little bit early in the year. We saw that with Brady. Oh, you traded Logan Mankins. I'm going to grow a beard and I'm going to sulk for a while. We'll still go at least 2-2 while I'm sulking, and then I'll get out of it and we'll go on a run. And I think Rodgers is the same thing. He's upset. He sulks about this. He wants this guy. But in the end, you know what Aaron Rodgers has is an ego. And he's like, yeah, I want to win the MVP. And yeah, I want to win 13 games. And he'll find his stride somehow, some way. That's why he's one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever lived.
617-779-7937. It is Gresh. And Keith Hart is in for Keith today. We are in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios here at Fenway Park. Red Sox baseball comes your way pregame at 12:35. Your perfect fantasy lineup for you daily fantasy players is next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Keith's gonna give you what you need to know. Talk about who you gotta start, who you gotta say, gotta let go. When you be like, whoop, whoop, you doing so good, gonna win your league. But you gotta listen to Rich Keith
and Gresh
in the fantasy breeze. Rich Keith is playing like John Clayton up inside the huddle, and he's got an intimate knowledge of the fantasy game like he and Matthew Berry like to cuddle. If your team got a problem, yo, he'll solve it. Winston Wolfe for this fantasy gauntlet, so pretty pleased with sugar on it. Check out the hook walk.
Gresh
Keith's gonna give you the info you desire. Who to claim from the waiver wire? So your lineup game is on fire. Put him on the board.
Championship.
You're definitely gonna win your league, but you gotta listen to Rich Keith
and Gresh.
Fin the fantasy brief.
My fantasy team is 1-4. Jeez.
So we always try to help you not only win your fantasy season-long league, but also help you make a couple of bucks in the daily fantasy world as well. Hence the perfect lineup each and every Thursday right here with Gresh and Keith. And normally, Rich is the one who is putting this together. And as John noted yesterday, he's been putting together the fantasy stuff. I've just been the one reading it. So if it goes sideways, blame him.
Yes, and your record is 0-3. I like to point that out.
Great. So what? Bad start.
You're the Josh McDaniels.
Are you 3-0?
2-1.
Oh, so I guess you'll be a playoff team, not win the league, and be okay with that.
Yeah.
You already got me toasted 0-3.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
So I'm assuming that you're just a wild card out.
That's fine. I'd rather be in the tournament, like Parcells said. You never know. Never know what happens.
I want the number one pick next year. Now I'm tank mode.
I want the damn belt.
Of course, I have a bunch of running backs that are hurt, and I was worried about drafting guys on bad teams to begin with. And now I got to deal with Rodgers, and Devontae Adams stinks now, too.
He'll be fine.
He'll
be fine.
You're not looking at my roster then.
He'll be fine.
Giving me no credit. Anyway, here's your perfect fantasy lineup in terms of daily fantasy. How about Lamar Jackson? He's been hot. He's played well. He's coming off a really good game against New England. And they're taking on a Bills team that has us in the secondary.
Yeah. No, like, I thought last week Lamar was going to and one the Patriots, do whatever he needed to do to score, make plays, win that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the mode he's in. And you're probably going to get more plays from the Bills. So that catch up, that match up in terms of a shootout.
Right.
Yep, give me the points from Lamar.
He's
special right now.
Yeah, well, and he's on a mission until he gets hurt.
Yeah, like, he's scorched earth. He wants whatever, $500 million, whatever the number is.
No, that's true. That's true. And by week 9, when he's on the shelf because of going for it,
you never know.
They'll be able to use it against him. Actually, they're just going to franchise the guy next year and give him $33 million and he'll be all upset.
And Bill Belichick will continue to mock them.
Yeah, there is that. Like Babu Bat, mocking.
Bill's like, my guy can't do anything except throw picks, and you get a guy who's great, and you didn't even lock him up long term yet.
Yeah, but I'm paying my guy $2 million. Big
true.
He would rather have that than I'll manage the interception.
He probably would.
I would
the
rather
old
save
economics major in him. I'd rather have the $2 million guy who throws 5 picks.
That's right. Breece Hall is one of your running backs starting to get more touches than Michael Carter. And a lot of people at the beginning of the year thought Breece Hall was really going to emerge in that Jets backfield. Man, this is a killer. You got to go Jamal Williams and the Lions.
Opportunity.
DeAndre Swift is hurt. He was getting, I would say, maybe not even touches with Swift, but a lot of touches. But he's getting him around the red area. Like, he has been sharking touchdowns.
Yeah, he's been a popular add in recent weeks.
Very much
teams,
so.
Because I tried to add him, and somebody had already added him.
And he's a funny guy. I don't know if you've seen any of the Jamal Williams antics, but he was the one who had the analogy after getting cut by, I forget which team it was within, was it the Green Bay?
Packers, I think.
Yeah, he got cut and went within the division and then had the whole, you know, ooh, they like, ooh, you good looking.
Right.
That whole thing.
Yeah, he seems like quite the character.
Yeah, right. He'll never
play. That doesn't get you points, though.
I was just going to say. Wide receiver, Steph Diggs. If it's going to be a shootout against a Ravens team that, oh, by the way, apparently the Patriots were to be the worst offense on earth, and even they scored 26 against the Ravens D.
Oh, yeah, the Ravens D, the back end stinks. It's got a lot of names you know, and it's supposed to be good, but it is not good.
Yeah, so the Bills might be able to eat a little bit, and you might as well go with Gabe Davis as well, because there's a chance. If both those guys can get you 7 catches for 100 yards and a score, you've had a hell of a day.
Well, I would just say, look at those two offenses. Even in a losing effort, Josh Allen throws for 400 Bills.
That's
right?
That's a good
point.
I mean,
so if I can get Bills players or Ravens players, I'm going to get a lot of points scored.
Zay Jones.
Zay, it ain't so.
Who in the world would have thought that Jacksonville players on offense would become so valuable? Zay Jones is that second wide receiver in the Jags offense against Philly, by the way. So the Doug Peterson revenge game is here. And apparently Darius Slay is dinged up as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That game feels like it's going to go over. I don't know what the number is off the top of my head.
Yep.
But that feels like that play might be an over. Tight end Tyler Conklin. He is the number 4 tight end so far in fantasy this season.
I would not have expected that.
I'll let that settle in.
Hunter Henry is not.
No.
Nor is Jonnu Smith the $25 million duo.
I already gave up on Hunter Henry on the fantasy team already. I drafted him as my number 2 guy. Well, I get in the weird zone of not being able to get one of the top guys, right. So it was take some middle dudes. And
he's still going to get to his 7 or 8 touchdowns by year's end.
Maybe not without Mac.
He will. He
Ooh,
will.
All right, then. Well, then I expect you to pick him up. Or who do you have at tight end?
The hell should I know?
Oh,
Mark Andrews.
Oh,
I should know.
You should know. Yeah, in that instance, you should.
One of the 2 players that beat the Patriots last week.
For a flex player, you can go Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Pat Mahomes taking the deep shots with him on the field. They haven't converted, but they go against the Bucs this week. They got to take some shots. That's the thing. They got to take
The deep shots. It hasn't worked yet, but they're due.
They are very much due.
Roll the dice, baby.
Same for Brady, right? Like, you look at Brady and he hasn't played great, but nobody's punting him and being like, oh, it's going to be a down year for him.
But he's also going to get Mike Evans back. He's going to get Chris Godwin.
Sure.
Hopefully back. Although those guys coming off ACLs that then get a hammy, like,
that isn't good.
Sometimes that goes in a bad direction. It's like a lost season. But
no
doubt.
For defense, it is the Lions defense at home against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
I think
that's a safe.
I would think so.
Safe bet.
Geno Smith has come back down to earth.
Yeah, what was he saying? They wrote me off, but I didn't write them back.
It was 1 week.
I'm writing you off again.
Right, yeah, exactly. You're written off again.
Your team's trying to get a good pick to go get an actual quarterback.
Yeah,
they're resetting.
That's right. They're playing you because they know you'll get them to where they want to be, which is the top of the draft. Congratulations.
They are resetting. They're blowing on the old Nintendo cartridge to start the game over again, and you're the cartridge.
So for those of you who want to see the perfect fantasy lineup, at Gresh Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, and I know that those of you on Twitch have been able to see some of the images of that as well. We'll get that out on social media for you. We head into hour 2 of a 2-hour and 35-minute show today. Hart and I are at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Red Sox baseball pregame begins at 12:35 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Dan Orlovsky joined Marloni, Fourier, and Mego yesterday, and of course he had thoughts on the Patriots offense. You'll hear him next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.